All right, ladies. So we
mute your phone. It's a TV in the background that's playing. Please, come everyone, mute your phone again, please. It is a lot of background. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate whoever that was. Thank you. And you can mute your phone by pressing *6. And when you can unmute yourself by pressing *6 again. Thank you so much. So I want to get started with our affirmation, and I want everybody to say it. If you're on mute, I can't hear you, but I really want you to say this affirmation. I hope that you guys have been quoting this affirmation all day long. And it's simply this: today, I am totally committed to the things I say I am going to do. I commit to putting God first in my life and allowing him to guide my steps. Today, I am committed. So, ladies, I have for you, I hope you guys have your pen handy. I have for you guys 10 points that I want you to write down. And whoever just called back into the call, make sure you press *6 to mute yourself out. So we're talking about commitment tonight, and I really was very strategic with setting these days up. I wanted to talk about commitment because we got 17 more days to go after tonight. And as strong as we're starting now, that's literally how I want us to finish. So that's why I started with commitment tonight and talking about why is it that some people make up their mind to do something and they stay committed until they actually see their goals or their dreams come to fruition, and some people just let their goals fall by the wayside. So if you have your pens, I want you to write on your in your journal, I want you to write the word commitment going down the left-hand side. I love to teach an acronym, so tonight I'm going to teach an acronym form. So just write the word commitment going down the left-hand side of your paper, and we're going to get started. So with number one, why some people commit and some people don't commit. The first point is, more often than not, people do not consider the circle of their friends. Your circle of friends. Now, before I go into this, I want you guys to understand this. I'm going to say a lot of stuff to you tonight that you've heard before. When it goes off in your head, and if I say something that you've heard before, and in your spirit you say, oh, well, I've heard that before, if you're not doing it, you don't know it. So if you say, oh, I know that already, if you're not doing it, you don't know it. You've only heard of it. So if you are not doing these things, you do not know it. So don't deceive yourself in thinking, oh, I've heard this before, if you're not doing it. So I want you to think about your circle of friends. Who are the people that you spend the most of your time with? When you think about when you set out to achieve a goal, say if your goal is to drop some pounds or to get your body in shape, and you have a friend that is totally, a really close friend that's not on board at all. She has no conscience about eating healthy or anything, and you're the only one. You're the only one in your group. Chances of you sticking to that are slim to none. You have to make sure that the people that you surround yourself with, your circle of women, are committed as you are to achieving their goals. And we'll get into the power of people on another day. But for tonight, I just want you to consider your circle of friends. And I want you to actually write down the person's name that came up for you as soon as I said to consider the circle of friends that you have. The person that you know that season is up for them in your life. And maybe you're still holding on to their friendship because you've been friends with them since you were in kindergarten, or you know their family and you don't really want to let them go. Whoever that person is, I want you to write their name down. And I want you to pray and ask God to help you to release that person out of your life, because they could be the very thing that's holding you back. Well, ultimately, yourself, you are holding yourself back, but being in close proximity with that person can stop you from being committed and achieving your goal. So that's number one, is your circle. Who is in your circle of friends, and who do you need to eliminate immediately? Number two is I want you to think about your commitment, whatever it is that you're committed to doing in 2015. Get that picture in your head right now. And number two is this, is to operate from the space of already being there. And what I mean by that is back, I believe it was 3 years ago when I started my weight loss journey and I was eating differently and started moving my body differently, I literally had to think about what would a woman do. At the time, I was in a size 13, 14. And my goal at the time was to get into like a size 10. I really wanted just something just over a single digit. I didn't want to go down too small, but now I'm in like a 7, 8, and I'm cool with that. I'm so cool with that. But while I was in that 13, 14, I literally had to operate from the space of that I was already that size 9, 10 that I was striving for. And how I did that was I had to think, what would a woman that her body was toned, her body was fit, what would she be doing right now? What would she be doing on a daily basis? She would be drinking water. She would be eating the proper foods. She would be moving her body on a regular basis. I had to operate as if I was already the fit, toned woman that I wanted to be. So whatever goal that it is that you have, don't wait until you get there to start acting as if you already are there. You have to operate from that space right now. If your commitment, your goal is to become an entrepreneur, but you still work at a 9-to-5 job, every single morning when you wake up in the morning, you act as if you are going into your office, not your boss's office. Act like that whole entire building belongs to you. So you want to operate from the space of already being there. And we will go deeper into that in another day on the power of acting as if. I love teaching that because it's so, so, so powerful and it changes everything. So I want you to operate from that space right now. Number three for M is to make moves like champions do. This is so huge for me. Make moves like champions do. I say this all the time. If you watch my videos, which most of you guys do, I'm a huge sports fan. Now, when I say a sports fan, I don't know anything. Practically, I don't know anything about any one particular sport that well. I just love to watch them play. I love to watch their routine, their commitment, their diligence. They are not, they get up and work out even when they don't feel like it. They show up on the field or the court when they don't feel like it, and that's what champions do. Champions are out there playing football, whether if it's raining, sleet, or snow. But someone that's not committed, we want to wait until we feel good, or we want to wait until we feel like it. Champions don't have that option. They do not have that option. They make moves like champions do. So being committed, you have to literally do it when you feel like it, and do it more, do it mostly when you don't feel like it, and you will feel so good about yourself. Number four is to memorize your favorite scriptures or your favorite quotes. I don't know who's on the call, if you guys don't read the Bible, memorize your favorite quotes and your favorite scriptures. Have you guys ever been in a situation where a scripture or a quote was just brought back to your remembrance, like you were in the thick of something, maybe you were down about something or feeling hopeless, and maybe there was a quote or a message or a scripture that came back to you that you remembered, and that was the very thing that was able to bring you through. I believe it's in John 14:26, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, where it talks about the Holy Spirit will remind you of what God said. But in order to be reminded, we have to know it to begin with. So you have to be a reader. You have to listen to audios and study these things and really get into memorizing your favorite scripture or your favorite quote. It will help you stay committed on the days that you just don't want to do it. Number five is to, and this is something that we all deal with, everybody, I don't care who you are, number five is to ignore the negative thoughts in your head. So it's like, what? But they're always there. Ignore the negative thoughts in your head. If you have a goal, a vision, a purpose, and the opposite thought comes to you that contradicts what it is that God has called you to do, you know that that thought, that's one of those negative thoughts, that's the thought that you have to ignore and operate in spite of the thoughts that are going on in your head. So you want to ignore the negative thoughts that are going around in your head. We all have them. All of us have them. Every last one of us have them, from the president to the janitors at schools. Everybody has negative thoughts. But it's just a matter of, what do you do when those negative thoughts show up? Do you listen to them? Do you allow them to stop you? Do you believe in them? And that could be, the thing that holds you back from holding on to your commitments. Number six is to, this is one of my favorites. Number six is to being committed. You need to teach other people along the way. Whatever it is that you know, whatever it is that you're good at, make sure you are giving back in the process of staying committed on your journey, on your faith journey. Make sure you are teaching others along the way, and you can do that through mentorship. When you take someone else under your wing and you commit to helping them and teaching them the things that you know, they will hold you accountable. So your commitment is pretty much solid when you make the decision to teach other people along the way. And as you teach, when you are giving back, you literally help somebody else shorten their learning curve. That's the importance of mentorship and teaching other people along the way. And it also helps you remember what it is that you need to know when you teach. Number seven for M is this, to staying committed, is to make writing a to-do list a habit. Make writing a to-do list a habit, the thing that you were committed to do. Write it down in little by little by little steps. Baby steps is all it takes. We often get these visions and we want to just go and manifest them tomorrow. If you're anything like me with your patience, I want it all tomorrow. But if you take your big goal, which we'll talk about later, take your big goal and you break that down into small steps, your commitment will seem so much easier. I remember Yanla saying, an inch is a cinch, a yard is hard. So if you make writing a to-do list every single day, you will realize that you're more apt to staying committed to the things that you say that you want to do. And there was a study done a few years ago that only 3 out of 100 people write their goals down. That's huge. 3 out of 100 people write down their goals. That just blows my mind. So I always tell my children, it's so easy to succeed. Just write your goals down, because not a lot of people are doing it. So if you write your goals down and you stick to it, you're going to succeed. Number eight for E is to recognize that everything is not for you. Every invite is not for you. Every date is not for you. Every text message is not for you. Every post on social media, every video is not for you. Everything is not for you. We have to recognize that when we are being women that are committed to things, we want to commit to everything and everybody. And when you fall in love with yourself and start to build those boundaries, you will recognize and get comfortable with saying no and realize that everything is not for you. And that's okay. I don't care if it's your best friend and she wants you to go somewhere, do something. If it doesn't resonate with you, it's not for you. And you have to be okay with that. Number nine for N is this, and I really want you guys to understand this, because we can think that it's something else. Number nine for N is, nothing is standing in your way. There is absolutely nothing that's standing in your way. I want you to think about your commitment, your goal. And I want you to ask yourself, why haven't you gone through with it? Why haven't you followed through? And I want you to write that down. Write down the reasons why you have not followed through. And then I want you to follow up with who on this planet can do something about your situation. And I guarantee you it comes right back to you, because there's nothing standing in your way. I don't care how big or small your goal is. There's nothing standing in the way of you accomplishing that. You are the only person that can ever be in your way, unless you are physically tied down. God forbid, if you are physically tied down, that's the only excuse or the only reason. Number 10, the last and final point that I have for tonight is to be tenacious. Be tenacious. You have to be a no matter what type person. You have to get so sold on your dreams, so almost cocky with it. And when I say cocky and cocky with it and be a little bit arrogant with it, I mean up against the negative people and the negative thoughts that come up against you. So if you have a negative thought, you have to be tenacious in that moment and say, no, I don't believe that. I do know that I can do all things with God. I know everything is possible. I love dogs. And I'm a huge Caesar Milan fan. I love Caesar Milan. And I love watching him with the pit bulls. They are so tenacious. Once they get their mouth wrapped on something, they are not letting go until Caesar commands them to let it go. And sometimes not even that if it's not his animal. But you really have, when you think about accomplishing your goals and being committed to them, have a no matter what attitude and be tenacious. Be ruthless with it. Be ridiculous. Be uncommon. Be unrealistic. Just never, ever, ever give up. Ladies, those are the points that I have to share with you on day number one for the Uncommon Woman Challenge. And before I open up for any questions, I want to give you guys your homework assignment for tonight. Your homework assignment for tonight is to write a commitment letter to yourself. Write a commitment letter to yourself. One of my mentors always says, what's written is real. Once you write it, it makes it real. We can be in the store and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to call her later, or I'm going to go to that store tomorrow. But if we don't write it down, it's not real. It's just an idea. And all of us have thousands of ideas that are coming to us at once. So when you write it down, it really makes it real. I want you to write a commitment letter to yourself of why you are committed to your goals and your dreams for 2015. And the other part is what I stated in the email is to write down your five things that you are grateful for. And that's going to be our homework assignment each and every single night, is to write down five things that you're grateful for. But tonight, more specifically, I want you to write a commitment letter to yourself. Excuse me. And ladies, we are right on time. This is perfect. This is perfect. Does anybody have any questions or comments before we end on tonight? And you can press the *6 button to unmute yourself. And if not, I will see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place.
Yeah, Angel, one quick question.
Yes.
This is Fatima back in Atlanta from Maryland, really. The first one, circle of friends, and that person that pops up in your head,
mm-hmm.
there's no person that pops in my head. So if that's going to be a factor later on down in somewhere in these 18 days, I need something, some type of, I have nothing.
What do you mean? The person that popped up in your head, go ahead.
Yeah, there was no person. I did not have a name to write down there. I have a question mark.
Well, then your friends are good. Your friendship must be good.
That also means that I have no friends. I have my sister, Mona.
Well, is that a problem for you?
No, I don't want to put her name there. It's a question mark there.
What, of course you're not going to put your sister's name there. No, but I'm saying when you say you don't have any friends, is that a problem for you? Is that something that you want to change?
Oh, no, not at all. I like it. I like, you know, not being committed to anyone but me. I mean,
got
I don't know if that's selfish, but, yeah, I think this is fine.
Okay. Well, so tell me, what was the question?
Well, I'm just saying, you said to write down that person that we need to, we know that we need to release immediately.
But you didn't have anyone.
I didn't have anyone, right.
Right. Okay, well, then you're good. You don't need to consider your circle of friends.
Okay, then thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, but I would encourage you to get some.
Okay.
Anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns before we end on tonight? I think I heard someone, but I didn't hear a name.
Yeah, well, let me just ask one quick question really quick again.
Oh, okay.
John 14:26. Was that the verse that you were trying to remember?
Yes, John 14:26. Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had it right. I'm going to go back and read that. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, I believe that is it. The Holy Spirit will remind you of what was said. Yes.
My name is Gloria. I'm actually calling from North Carolina.
Yes,
I think
Gloria.
It's amazing. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I think it's amazing that I was directed to get on this call this evening, and today I was looking for mentors or a support coach, and I stumbled across you. Well, I don't think I don't believe anything happens by coincidence. So anyway, I came across you, and then as today was going on, a while ago I was in the store. I forgot all about having the actual call, but a while ago when I went to the store, I seen this journal that I needed. I needed a new journal, and it says, your talent is God's gift. What you do with it is your gift back to God. And I remember you saying, I did read a little briefly, like make sure you know have your journal so you're able to write everything down. So like I said, I forgot about the call, but as soon as I walked in the house, it was like the Holy Spirit told me to jump right on, and I jumped right on just in time. So I'm just thankful for what God is doing already.
That is awesome. Thank you. So tell me your name one more time. You said,
my name is Gloria.
Gloria, thank you so much for sharing. Isn't that
thank
awesome?
You.
There are no yes. accidents. There are no yes. accidents. And I love what that journal says. That's so true.
Yes.
I am, Gloria. I am writing that down. That's a really good quote. I'm going to use that in my journaling for these 18 days. This is pretty much it.
That is so true. Thank you so much, Gloria.
Thank you. Angel, this is Felita. Yes, Angel, this is Felita.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. I just wanted to tell you I really, really appreciate you taking the time out and sharing with us tonight. Just with the mere fact of having this homework of writing a commitment letter to myself, I mean, it's just something that resonated within me because I had been having some challenges in my business, and I believe that this was the exact thing that I need because I've always been a person who would write my goals down, and I had gotten used to technology, and if I use technology, I'll sometimes forget it, but it's something about when you put the pen to the paper that makes all the difference in the world. So I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome, and you are so welcome. And let me share this with you, ladies. When you write, and now you guys can Google this to make sure that I'm giving you the correct numbers, but when you write, I believe you use 10,000 more muscles in your body when you're writing than you do when you are typing. So that helps it stick in our unconscious mind. And I do believe the scripture says to write the vision. It doesn't tell us to type it.
Right. That's true.
It does not tell us to type it, key it in, punch it in. It tells us to write the vision. Tell me your name again. You just the one that just spoke up.
Felita Daniel. Felita. I just connected with you on Facebook yesterday, I believe.
Awesome.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.